This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Wendy Ketchum and Sue Ruka. We're talking about Caregiver Support Group. This is at Mount Washington Valley Adult Day Center. And it's Tuesdays, 1:30 till 3. The caregiver support grouper is being handled. They also have the Adult Day Center with all sorts of other programs, which we might get to or not. For more information anytime, call 603-356-4980. That's 356-4980. Wendy, Sue, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. We're really glad to be here. This is really an important topic to be talking about, caregivers and the caregiver support. Caregivers tend to be sometimes overlooked to the extent of what they're actually doing, and they often are suffering more from more likely to have depression, anxiety, chronic disease. The impact of caregiving really makes a difference in their health and their health outcomes. So one of the things that we're offering at the Adult Day Center is we've increased it, and we now do our caregiver support group on a weekly basis. So we offer a combination of, we have a facilitator so we can give education, we can give support, but mostly it's an opportunity for people to just talk to each other, get tips from other caregivers, and know that they're not alone. I think that's the biggest thing, to feel some validation for some of the feelings that they have and know that they're not alone. And Wendy attended our caregiver support group many years ago when she was caregiving for a mother and has been a caregiver, so can speak from the heart about what the benefits of a caregiver support group can do for you.
Yeah, I mean, my feelings were, the support group was probably one of the biggest helps I had when I was taking care of my parents, because we had everybody there was able to vent about feelings that they would often feel sort of guilty about admitting to other people or to their loved one. And it was a place where you could feel free and open to be able to discuss what you were going through. But I also got a lot of help and tips from the people in the group. Applying for Medicaid, for example, people had already gone through it. So they were able to help me out and give me some advice with that. And also ServiceLink, which is a great organization, to help out if you're just finding trouble navigating through the system. You feel validated for your feelings and for what you're going through, because it can be a very lonely existence.
Sometimes people aren't thinking, they're so overwhelmed by the day-to-day task of caregiving that they're not thinking about what might be coming next or what else they might need to be prepared for. You know, I asked the group a few weeks ago, you know, what will you do if something happens to you with your loved one? Some of them hadn't really totally thought about that. So what plan? Let's have a backup plan.
So if you're just tuning in, it's the Caregiver Support Group at the Mount Washington Valley Day Center. Tuesdays, 1:30 till 3, and they give education and support on this topic. If you want more information anytime, call 603-356-4980. That's 356-4980. I'm going to share a little anecdote. Now, I haven't been in this role for my parents, but I can say that the former news director, Christian Mohr, I'm not sure if you remember him, he actually went through this. His mom had early onset dementia, and it was interesting because we were talking before the interview, and Sue, you mentioned that on average, it takes about 3 years for these stress levels to actually dissipate, and up until then, you can have health defects and everything. Well, his mom passed away pretty much the first year he worked with us on the Mount Washington Radio Group. And I'd say it's about 2-3 years later since that happened. And he all of a sudden has lost a ton of weight and he's looking. And we're wondering what are these reasons this may actually be connected to. So it's kind of crazy to see that and hear about this and put those dots together for me.
And I believe, I mean, my father passed away from congestive heart failure long before my mother passed away. And it was just such a huge burden for him. I mean, she had always taken care of him, essentially, and all of a sudden the roles were reversed. I could see the stress, how the stress was taking him. You know, it was just overwhelming for him, and he was constantly anxious. And I think that that's what you know, what eventually caused him to get so sick.
Yeah. And it's hard for caregivers to acknowledge that they need that help, yes, particularly sometimes the spouses.
Absolutely.
And that's what's beneficial from a support group, because they can help you say, yes, you do need that help.
Yes.
And that, you know, Tony, you mentioned something about the early onset, and that is really a key issue too, that so many people that
that's
sometimes come,
disease.
They, exactly, and they come to the support group later in the process. And if we could get the people, once they have an earlier diagnosis,
absolutely,
because then the caregivers learn strategies and tools that are going to be more effective in dealing with them, in dealing with their own feelings. Sometimes people say, you know, people tell me to take care of myself, but how can I do that? Where do I find the time?
Right. Right.
So sometimes it's the simple little things. That is where the Adult Day Center is a good option for people, because they're able to get some respite. It's very infrequently that a caregiver actually gets any time in their own home. Even
right.
if someone comes in to relieve them in their home
yep.
and let them get out, they don't get time to sit in their own home to take a shower without somebody
exactly.
being around. And so that's one of the benefits of the Adult Day Center. And we are finding at the center that we're seeing some really good outcomes so far, and that people are actually, families are saying they're sleeping better, they're not as anxious when they get home, they're more engaged. People in the community have said, oh, I see this person that's going, they're more engaged. That makes it easier on the caregiver as well,
right.
because they're feeling like, okay, they're also bringing them to a place that they feel they're having a good time.
Right.
So there's no guilt.
Yeah. The guilt is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, you know, they can see where if their loved one is having a positive experience, that, you know, they can feel good about that. I mean, I remember mm-hmm. even in the caregiver group that how difficult it was for especially there were men in the group who they said the worst day of their life was having to admit their wife to the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was a safety issue, because a lot of times what happens is either the person with dementia can wander mm-hmm. off or do other things, and that also is very stressful when your loved one walks out the door and you don't know where they mm-hmm. are. But I do think that is in terms of the support group, that you really have an ability to reach out to each other and have show empathy for each other and be there for each other, so that you feel like, wow, I'm not alone. I have mm-hmm. there are other people here who are going through the same thing. And it's just so helpful.
And we're hoping we give a lot of tips and the little things, like just the card that they can
yep.
take with them when you go out to a restaurant. Restaurants can sometimes be stressful for people. They want to go out, but then their loved one, they don't want them to be embarrassed. So you can mm-hmm. have a little card that says, my companion has memory issues, please be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. Driving is always a big issue. That's mm-hmm. stuff we talk about mm-hmm. in the support group, about when and what are the best ways to maybe help somebody give up driving.
Caregiver support group at the Mount Washington Valley Day Center. It's going to be Tuesdays, 1:30 till 3. And for more information anytime, call 603-356-4980. Real quick, just a quick mention, there is a support group for early memory loss that's starting next month.
Yes, starting March 3rd. So, the only thing I wanted to say was that this is not how people planned their life to be at this
right.
point in time. However, this is it, and we can still bring pleasure and joy to people and give people the best quality of life and best experience for both the caregiver and the person with memory loss.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for the commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at CooperCargillChant.com.